With air this cold, in some cases we haven't seen the temperatures like this for a couple of decades. Obviously, there is concern about everyone's safety and well-being, and that extends to our four-legged friends as well. So what can we do to make sure our pets are protected in this bitter cold? Joining us live now, veterinarian Dr. Katie Nelson, our own Dr. Paw. It's good to have you back with us.
Hi, everyone. Happy New Year to you.
Same to you. Well, let's not pretend that the fur on the on our four-legged friends is really going to keep them warm during this extreme cold snap. What do we need to know about this?
Well, first and foremost, outside pets, we need to create a plan stat for them. If there is absolutely physically no way possible to move them indoors during this time, which I can't imagine what that reason would be, but if there is, then you need to come up with a plan for keeping them safe when they're outdoors. And a simple, you know, plastic or wooden doghouse is not enough to protect them from the winds right now. It is not adequate shelter. So they need to have a safe heat source during this time frame. I mean, they really do need something to heat that air up, because we're hearing that some of these temperatures could be sub-zero as far as wind chills go. So that is not that's not compatible with life with an animal outside. Also, we have to remember that their water will freeze during this time. So you need to have a heated water source if they're going to be outside. And this is not just dogs and cats. This is livestock as well. So this is for everyone in the area to remember that we need to create a plan immediately to keep those pets safe, those animals safe, as well as hydrated while they're outdoors. And if you see an animal outdoors that is not protected, call your local animal control immediately, because someone needs to come and save that pet before they freeze to death, because that is a real possibility during this time.
What about, Katie, when you take your pet outside and take your dog for a walk? We obviously see a lot of the smaller pets wearing sweaters and things like that. What about those actual little booty things that you put on their paws? Are those necessary, because the ground will be so cold?
The ground is going to be literally freezing, and there's a lot of stuff that we put out during this time of year to keep it from freezing. So all of that road salt, the chemicals, even antifreeze out there can be very irritating to their paws, as well as when they come back inside and lick their paws to get them clean, and that goes into their GI tract. So I love the idea of the foot protectors. Some dogs will wear them perfectly. Others will absolutely be frozen solid and not move with them on. So it's really going to depend on your individual pet, but my best advice is if they won't wear them and go outside, then immediately when they come back in, have a warm, damp cloth to wipe their feet off and get them clean. A, you don't want that stuff tracking through your house, and B, you don't want them licking that off and it tracking through their GI tract as well.
Good point. Let's talk about time exposed to the elements. We often hear advice that, you know, we should be careful about the amount of time we spend in extreme temperatures. I assume the same is true for pets.
Yeah, I mean, we have to realize that we're going to be bundled up with gloves and coats and hats and scarves and all of that. And these guys, in general, are not. So whatever the rule of thumb is for your exposed skin, I would use that for your pets as well. And if you do have a smaller dog or a thin-coated dog, no matter the size, my rule of thumb is if you can see their freckles through their hair, they probably need to have a sweater on. I've got a little Shih Tzu mix that he's definitely rocking the fleece coat today, but then my big, you know, poodle mix, who looks like a grizzly bear, he doesn't have anything on because he's got enough hair. So just kind of using your common sense and realizing that these guys are about the size of an 8-year-old kid when you've got a big dog, and a toddler when you've got a little dog. You know, you wouldn't leave your toddler outside, so let's not leave your dog outside either.
Dr. Nelson, always great to have you. Thanks so much.
Absolutely. Stay warm, guys.
You too. Veterinarian Dr. Katie Nelson, our very own Dr. Paws here on WTOP.